More secrets of charisma? What is it? Integrity. We all know, we've all heard it before, that character counts. And integrity and character is obviously in the core quality sections of the four areas of charismatic leaders. John Wooden said it best, ability may get you to the top, but it takes character to keep you there. Let's talk about blind spot. This tends to be a challenge for most because they don't realize how they are coming across to others. They might think, sure, it's important for others to have integrity, but not for me. Or I'm pretty sure I have integrity and I'm doing okay. We could hear that it's really no big deal to cut corners. If or when you say these things, it will erode your personal foundation of integrity. As a charismatic leader, you must tap into that internal guidance system that navigates you correctly through every situation. It is a compass that will guide your thoughts and your feelings based on solid integrity. Making decisions and choosing a direction are so much easier when you have a foundation of integrity. Know what you believe and that you are willing to stand up for your beliefs and values. What's the research tell us? Men rating lying or being dishonest, sucking up, cheating, infidelity as the top three negative qualities in other men. People are becoming more tolerant of lying, deception, and cheating. Employees prefer to work for leaders they can trust and that are honest with them about the reality of their circumstances. The studies also show 33% of people distrust their immediate boss. Ouch. And finally, honesty and integrity were the highest valued traits in the national survey that asked businessmen and women to identify the characteristics of superior leaders. So let's talk about this. The word integrity comes from the Latin word integris. It means purity, correctness, sound, whole, and blamelessness. It could also be defined as consistency between your values, what you believe, and what you actually do. When you want to influence and enhance your charisma, you must radiate integrity. Others must know and feel you believe what you say and will do what you say. We want to follow and be around people we know that are honest, sincere, genuine, and self-disciplined. Part of tapping into your integrity is knowing yourself, knowing your values, and knowing exactly what you stand for. What do you really believe in and what are you willing to stand up for? Do you have a personal conviction? This conviction dictates all the decisions you make. With integrity, people know your values, beliefs, and exactly where you stand. I know at times we are faced with conflicting beliefs and desires. Integrity will dictate which one will succeed. Pure integrity helps you establish the ground rules before things get tense or emotional. It basically determines who we are and how we will respond before it happens. The biggest missing piece in today's leadership is a sense of integrity. The moment of influence is tarnished when no one knows where you stand or what you believe. This creates conflict, indecision, and resistance. This is not something that happens overnight. This is not something that is perceived in an instant by those you attempt to influence. It is a combination of your history, your honesty, your fairness, and your unimpaired judgment. The challenge with integrity is it takes time to build and seconds to lose. Even if you have great integrity and are an honest person of great character, it is human nature for people to cast sweeping judgments and formulate opinions without all the facts. So if you want genuine trust and lasting integrity, you must avoid even the appearance of anything that might be considered untruthful. What do you really believe? Having great integrity is also part of your character. Character is also made up of such qualities as honesty, sincerity, and predictability. I consider solid character and integrity to be at the very foundation of one's ability to succeed. No success is going to be profound or lasting in its effect if it stems from questionable ethics, motives, or behaviors. Isn't it interesting to see many corporate mission statements with the word integrity? But what is bringing down these companies is the lack of integrity. It usually isn't the market forces bringing them down. It is the lack of integrity that brings them down from the inside. One great historical example is the Great Wall of China. The people wanted to feel safe. They wanted security. So they built a wall so big, so impressive, that no one could climb over it. It was impenetrable, and no one could smash it down. This wall was 4,000 miles long and up to 20 feet high and 15 to 30 feet wide. But during the first 100 years of the wall's existence, it failed to keep out the enemies. What was going on? It was the lack of integrity of the people. The gatekeepers were bribed to let in the enemies, and they marched right through the walls without any resistance. Application? What are your values? What do you really believe in? Tapping into your values will increase your passion and your integrity and your ability to influence other people. You cannot lead or inspire others if you do not know your own values and are unable to share those values. Here are some tips to tap into and discover your values and how to live by those values. Start by writing down your definition of a value. Take time to ponder and reflect about your true beliefs. Find people you respect and define their values. Find people of history you admire and discover if their values are your values. Live up to everything you say you're going to do. Tell the truth, even though it hurts. Great example of integrity is Mitt Romney. He is credited for saving the 2002 Winter Olympics. The previous Olympic Committee had been scarred by bribery and ethic complaints. Unethical things did happen, and it became the downfall of the Olympic Games. Americans were mad, and many said they would not even watch the Winter Games on TV. Mitt Romney had a great reputation and was called in to save the Games. His integrity and honesty turned the Games around. He was open, forthright, and unbending in his values. He did not try to hide or cover up anything that had happened, and the American people felt he was being honest with them and full of integrity. He was able to restore the confidence in the Games and the Olympic Committee. In fact, he was perceived as a man of honor and integrity, and a few months later, he was elected governor of Massachusetts. What's the key? Do what you say you're going to do. Integrity is not something you need to announce or broadcast. When so-called religious people have to announce they are religious, we know there are things to watch out for. If you make promises to others, learn to keep them, even if they seem minor to you, they might be major to other people. Own up to any mistakes or errors that you make. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but at least you have the character and integrity to try. People appreciate your honesty about your mistakes and weaknesses. They see your mistakes or weaknesses even if they don't call you on them. Admit a mistake and watch the respect increase and your sense of integrity soar.